Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee Podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So, it's our anniversary. We made it to a year. And honestly, I never thought I was going to get here. You guys know the story a little bit about how the podcast started, but today I kind of want to go into detail about it because I feel like somebody needs to hear this. So a year ago, I started this podcast with the intentions of it being the source or the help to get over my miscarriage. The podcast is something that I've been talking about for the last 2 years, and I sat on the name, I sat on the idea out of fear. Honestly, I didn't know if I could actually talk about my problems to people that I didn't know, or if I was even comfortable admitting that I had these crazy issues out loud. And I didn't know if people were going to actually listen to the show. So I sat on it for a couple years, talked about it here and there. I just never really did anything. So last year in February, my miscarriage happened. And then COVID happened. And my depression and anxiety kicked in full throttle. Like, it was a switch that just cut on and my whole life changed. Like, everything just went from being okay and I was happy to my life literally went to shit in like 2 or 3 weeks. And I figured, like, during this moment or time of darkness, I would say, after the miscarriage, I would literally just like sit and do nothing. I didn't really want to talk to people. For a couple of weeks, I didn't answer my phone. I didn't answer my text messages. I wasn't on social media. I had a few friends like threaten to pop up at my house if I didn't respond. So then I would respond to keep people away from me. But I went through this really, really dark phase of being depressed, and everything just made me anxious, and I didn't know what to do or how to fix it. And if you know me, or if you've been listening to the show long enough, you know I'm the fixer. I'm the one everybody goes to, whether it's friends, families, family members, whatever. I'm the one that everybody comes to fix it. And I was broken. Like, I couldn't fix me. So I started thinking, like, I can't be the only person like losing my damn mind right now. I just can't be. And I know I knew I needed to do something in order to release every emotion I felt, whether it was pain, whether it was anger, whether it was grief, sadness. I needed to do something to kind of get it out, because I knew if I didn't, the road that I was going down, it wasn't going to be a good one at all. So one day, I would say mid-March, I went to Atlanta to see my girl best friend of 20 plus years. Like, I needed to get out. So I went to Atlanta, and I had actually booked the trip when I was pregnant. But at the time, my child's father did not want me to go, and I just never canceled the tickets. But I went to Atlanta in mid-March, and on the way to Atlanta, I remember reaching out to this woman who's on Instagram. I think her name is like Coco Michelle Illustrations. She did my logo. I had talked to her. I told her exactly what I wanted. I wanted someone that looked like me. Someone who was drinking a cup of coffee. And I had to have the feather tattoo. If you guys have seen my logo, you've seen the feather tattoo. The feather tattoo represents the miscarriage. It represents Nugget, as I call her. And I was like really hell-bent on my logo being me, like representing who I was. So on the way to Atlanta, I talk to her. I give her exactly what I want. She comes up with this amazing logo, and I fell in love. And I was like, okay, I got a logo now. That's it. I stopped after the logo. I stopped for a couple hours after the logo. And then I purchased my domain for my website because I knew I wanted people to be able to listen to the podcast online, like if they didn't have access to like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever else. So I purchased my domain and then I just sat on it. I sat on my domain and my logo for another month and a half. I had talked to my guy best friend and he kept pushing and pushing, like, do it, just do it. Like, you're going to be fine. You have like the gift of gab. Like, you can talk to whoever. You don't know who you're going to touch by sharing your stories. And I'm listening to him talk and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I just want you to stop talking to me because I'm not going to do it. Like, I thought I wanted to, so I started the process. But the more I thought about it, I was like, nobody's going to listen to me. So I went back into this shell of my depression. I had tried to start coming out and then I went right back in because I got scared. And then one day I talked to one of my guy friends. I call him Puddin. I was talking to Puddin and he literally dug in my shit until I bought the website. So I remember sitting on FaceTime with him. And he's a physical trainer. So he's on his way to train his clients. And I'm sitting on the phone. And I go on Wix. And usually the websites are $264 for a year. The day that I go on there, it's 50% off. So it's $132. And I was talking to him and I was like, oh, that's dope. Like, websites are 50% off today. And he would not let me get off the phone with him until I purchased the website. And I literally proved to him that I bought the website. Like, I had to flip the screen around so he could see me on the computer purchasing the website. So now I have my logo. I have my domain. I have my website. And I'm like, okay, I gotta do this now. Because I've spent the money on the logo. I've spent the money on the domain. And the domain was cheap. But the logo and the website. So it's like, I gotta do this now. But what am I gonna talk about? I had absolutely no idea that I was going to come on here and literally just start talking about my life. Like, I thought I was going to just talk about different topics that affect people in their everyday life regarding mental health. I had no idea I was going to get up here and start telling y'all all my business. But a year later, we're here. I'm in 15 different countries. I checked the site the other day and somebody was listening to me in South Africa, y'all. Africa is on my bucket list, but somebody over there, like in Africa, is listening to me. We're over 5,000 downloads. And we're still growing. I know y'all are probably like, all right, Simone, get to the point. Like, what does this story have to do with mental health? So I say all of that to say this. I did not know that me doing this was going to impact so many people. And it's not to sound cocky or conceited, but I had no clue that I was going to create a platform which allowed me to share my stories and all my shenanigans with you guys, and it would have a positive effect on you. I've gotten numerous DMs, numerous emails. I've even met some really dope people during this podcast. Like, I did a men's series because, you know, men go through shit too. I did a men's series where I remember sitting on my floor and talking to Javon and him telling me like how him losing his sight has affected him mentally. I remember sitting on my couch and talking to Brand Marquis about how he became the man he is today because he walked in on his best friend being dead. I remember sitting doing an interview with Wally, and the interview literally turned into a whole church session. Like, I wasn't expecting it to go there, but the whole time he's talking, I'm like, well, damn. I remember talking to Six about how, you know, he had to grow up really quick because he lost his father. I remember talking to all of these different people who wanted to be a part of the podcast because of what I was doing, what I was bringing awareness to. And it felt really good. Mind you, you couldn't tell me when I first started this that this was the path I was going to be on. And I feel like, and I've heard a couple people say it, so now I'm kind of just running with it, but I feel like I found my purpose. And it feels really good. In spite of me having my ups and downs, or me going through whatever shit that I'm going through, whatever day of the week, I really feel like I found my purpose. And I say this to anybody who is struggling, trying to figure out who they are, struggling with depression, struggling with suicidal thoughts. And I've mentioned suicide a few times recently, but like, seriously, if you are struggling and feeling like you don't want to be here anymore, I say this to you. First of all, don't let anybody or anything disrupt you mentally to the point where you feel like no longer being here. But also remember this. We are all put on this earth for a reason. Every single human has a purpose on this earth. And until you have fulfilled said purpose, your ass is supposed to be here. And I know at times it gets easier, or it's easier said than done. But if you haven't filled your purpose, it is selfish for you to rob someone else of you. And what that means is you are a vessel. No matter how long it takes you to realize you are a vessel, you are somebody's teacher. You are somebody's lesson. You are somebody's blessing. You are not a mistake. You were not an accident. You're supposed to be here. Whatever it is you're going through, it's a reason for it. Whatever your purpose is, if you don't know it yet, it's coming. You'll figure it out. It's probably going to kick you in your ass. Your purpose is coming to you, whether you realize it or not. Whether you want to be here or not, your purpose says you got to stay here until it's fulfilled. I always tell people, if you are going through something or you're having these thoughts, you're in a dark place, please hit me up. You can email me. I got a new email address. I think it's SimoneRose@notebooksandcoffee.com. Or go onto the website and there's a box that allows you to talk to me. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook. If you feel like you are ready to go, or you don't know what your niche is, or you haven't figured out your purpose, I would rather talk to you all day, all night. Not all night, though. All night, like, probably to about, like, 11, 12-ish. Because I get tired. But I respond as quickly as I can. But I want you to live in your purpose. Don't let whatever it is that you're going through defeat you. And don't automatically assume that whatever you're going through is going to be a forever thing. Healing takes some time. It takes a minute. I'm not over what happened last year. I'm not over the miscarriage. There are days when I'm great. There are days where I'm not so great. But what I do know is, had I acted on what I was feeling with not wanting to be here, I would have never been able to impact the people that I have. I wouldn't have been able to share my stories to let other people know. You are alone. I wouldn't have been able to fulfill my purpose. And for that, I'm glad that I didn't give up. Super glad. It's been a year. And I got so much stuff coming for y'all. I can't talk about it right now because I don't want to jinx it. But it's a lot coming for y'all. And I'm super excited about what the road ahead of us has to bring. So I thank you to all of my listeners who have been here from the start. I thank you to all of my new listeners who are here listening to my crazy ass tell all my stories and all my business. I thank you. I thank you for being a part of the journey, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of yours. I will catch y'all next week.